Our scripture reading for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19. Then little children were being brought to Jesus in order that he might lay his hands on them and bless them. The disciples spoke sternly to those who brought them, but Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." And he laid his hands on them and went on his way. May God bless us with understanding, and would you join me in prayer? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. If you look today's passage up in a Bible, there will probably be a little section header at the beginning of it that labels it something like, "Jesus blesses the little children." I personally think that a better section title would be, "The disciples get it wrong about children a second time." But we'll get to that. In our passage today, there were people who were bringing children to Jesus because they wanted him to touch them and to bless them. And the disciples tried to put a stop to this. I think that the disciples had just ordinary reasons for stopping the children from coming to Jesus, so ordinary that they don't bear mentioning by the gospel authors. This is in 3 of the 4 gospels, and none of them explain why the disciples do this. They believe these reasons are so ordinary. Things like people didn't feel that children were grown up enough to really understand what Jesus was saying. Reasons like children were a distraction from the important work that Jesus was doing. Jesus was, after all, in the middle of dealing with some very serious theological issues, quite pertinent to adults. He was teaching about the role of money in the life of a person of faith. He was teaching about the rules of divorce, at once tightening the rules around divorce and expanding women's roles inside of such proceedings. These are important questions, timeless, related. And in the very middle of Jesus laying out the new rules on these important subjects, right in the middle, in comes traipsing the short pants for me. People are bringing children, and let's be real here, the people who are bringing children to Jesus, these people are probably women. And the disciples say, "This is just a distraction." They speak sternly to them. Jesus is speaking on important matters of the faith. Get these children out of here. Jesus pulls the disciples up short, though, and says, "Let the little children come to me." Or, as the King James puts it, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." Very evocative. Jesus flat out contradicts the disciples in front of God and everybody. And if that wasn't embarrassing enough for these grown-ups, Jesus says, "Let the little children come unto me, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs." The disciples have been saying, "These children don't belong." Jesus says, "It's you grown-ups who have to worry about belonging." Knuckles, well and truly racked. Now, in defense of the Lord Jesus, the disciples should have known to let the little children come, because this is not the first time in his ministry that Jesus had spoken to the disciples about the role of children in the faith. In fact, this wasn't even the first time that week that Jesus had spoken to the disciples about the role of children in the faith. Immediately before this, Jesus had been in a slightly different part of Israel, and he was, you guessed it, teaching. He was teaching about important, grown-up things. He was teaching about how to mend relationships among members of the church when they hurt one another. Grown-up stuff. He was teaching about tax policy. It is difficult to get more grown up than teaching about tax policy. And in the middle of all of that, getting the sense that people really weren't following quite what he was meaning, Jesus beckons a small child to come and sit beside him and tells all of the grown-ups who are thinking about grown-up things, "If you want to understand the kingdom of heaven, you have to become more like this child." Great, Jesus, that's great. You were saying about the tax policy? He tried. He tried it, and the disciples didn't get it. This had happened that same week. Pretty much the same event. Jesus teaching about grown-up matters, brings children into the mix in a literal way, right in the middle. This was the same week as the suffer of the little children to come unto me incident. In your Bible, the chapter header is probably Jesus blesses the little children. I personally think a better section header would be the disciples get it wrong about children a second. The disciples have gotten it wrong. So what? What's the big deal? If I get it wrong with children, I'm still getting it right with the adults. Right? Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Getting it wrong with children for the disciples meant missing the entire point. The disciples thought that the children were just deficient adults. Many people were flocking to Jesus, which was kind of the point. They were doing a whole proclamation of the good news to all who would hear it then. But the disciples turned away the children because they weren't old enough, they weren't sophisticated enough, they weren't tall enough, they weren't enough for an important man like Jesus. And trying to show how very important Jesus is by turning away some people because of how all fired important this stuff is, whether they meant to or not, the disciples were saying to the whole crowd, some are worthy, and some are not. Jesus called us for all people. By getting it wrong with the children, the disciples managed to miss the entire point. The disciples, they thought that the children were supposed to be shaped and formed into adults. No, Jesus says, the adults are actually supposed to learn to be more like children. The disciples' goal was to hear about tax policy, the goal for the children. For Jesus to lay his hand on them and to bless them. The children had the higher path. The disciples had missed the entire point because they had gotten it wrong with the children. Fret not for the disciples, good Christians. Fret not. They've got plenty of company. The church has so often followed after the disciples, followed after their example, gotten wrong about children. The Christian church, written broadly, has so often treated the children as deficient adults, considered the point of the children in the church to be to mold them and shape them into being like adults. St. Augustine viewed children as deficient adults. In St. Augustine's view, children were equally subject to sin as adults, but were incapable of resisting it. What a child needed then, in order to get right with God, was to become old enough to accept and live into the rigors of Christian morality and by those efforts get right with God. That is exactly wrong. Augustine has got it exactly wrong to be touched and blessed by God, to feel God's love as clearly as a hand upon my shoulder. To feel that love. That is where the life well lived begins, that blessing. By getting it wrong with children, the church missed the entire point. The church has so often gotten it wrong with children, viewing them as people to be shaped and changed into adults rather than persons in their own right. The boarding school movement was, in the early church history anyway, was a time of taking native children away from their families and putting them into boarding schools where they could be shaped entirely by a different culture. The idea that, well, these children, you can just, these empty vessels, you can make them into whatever you want. Viewing children in this way, it viewed them as empty vessels to be filled up with Christian instruction. Because the children subject to this were native children, the boarding house movement's goal was to pour out the language and culture and beliefs of their families and to replace it with Christianity as it was practiced by the white settlers. This was more of a school movement. It was based around this idea of children as these vessels to be filled up with whatever you want. Old South had a big role in that movement. We raised money to send kids to those schools, to take them from their parents and send them off. We did that here in this room. We raised that money here. With fear and trembling, I think of Jesus' words about those who harm children, that it would be better for them for a great millstone to be fastened around their neck and that they'd be drowned in the depths of the sea. By getting it wrong with children, the church missed the entire point and lived into horrors along the way. The church has often decided that the main thing that we need to do with children is to teach them to be like adults, which is exactly backwards from what Jesus taught. So yes, it does matter. It does matter if we get it right with children. It matters if this church gets it right with children. And what I can promise about this congregation, I cannot promise that we are going to get it right all the time. But I can promise that we will give it our all. I can promise that we view this as the heart of the gospel. Because what's best for children, that is what is best for everyone. Do you, if you come to the faith, if you come to Jesus and these stories and hearing them, and you're not sure what all of this means, you're not sure what of this is real and what is not, what happened and what did to you, who comes to all of this like one who does not understand, that is like a child. His blessing is for you. To you who comes to Jesus with worries over the world, worries over a world that you cannot control, who sees the great powers of the world towering over you, telling you one thing and then doing another. To you who comes to Jesus looking for a place of safety, looking to be shielded from a world you cannot control, you who comes, that is, like a child. His blessing is for you. To you who comes to Jesus having been given a stern talking to you by the faithful, who were told you're too much, too loud, too filled with questions, too emotional, too queer, you who come to the faith afraid that a stern talking to is the only wages you'll receive. To you who comes to Jesus looking to be embraced, that is, like a child. Let his love be like a gentle word. The kingdom of heaven belongs to you. Let his love flow across your brow like water, poured out upon you because you are beloved. Because the great love that is in God's heart cannot stay bottled up, but has to come to pass in word and water and community and spirit and power. To you who comes Jesus, seeking his hand of blessing upon you. Here's words. Let them come to me. It is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. Thanks be to God.